Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, thank you for doing that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's highly intelligent, too. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy who once a month polls hundreds of his partners who are running businesses around the country, large, small, lots of different industries. These businesses report back to him. The chief information officer, chief operating officers report back to him on how they see the economy out there. How's it doing right now? And what's it looking like for the next 60 days? And he brings us this report. We're the happy beneficiaries of their hard work. And Sam, welcome back to the show. We're glad you're here. Thanks for a little bit more green this time.
Yeah, some yellow and green beats red.
That's right.
So, I'm happy to be back and happy to bring somewhat better news, particularly as in the past 30 days. By golly, for the past 5 months, it seems it's been down as the business conditions and the economy generally have been deteriorating, but we may have a bottoming here. It's better. At least it's not going down like it has been, and we may be kind of feeling for a bottom here.
We don't like the numbers, but we like the trend. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. We're things are really slow, but they're not getting worse. At least they didn't get worse in the past 30 days, and actually improved just a little bit. And your audience may wonder why we know month to month, and we go back to the same people and ask them the same questions each month. Do things get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And that's what's behind our survey. And because it's the same basic people, we do get a trend, and the trend is it's not bad. At least it seems to be have bottomed out in the past 30 days.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think, you know, the economy, this is the weirdest economy I've ever seen, Sam. And, you know, I've been around almost as long as you have. And I'll tell you, I've never seen an economy where if you ask somebody how things are going, you get one report. You do an about face, ask another person, and you get a completely different answer. You turn, dress right to the right, and you get another answer from somebody else. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I have not, and it's quite uneven. It's quite uneven by industry. It's quite uneven by region. In Texas, where I was for the past week for 4th of July, they hardly know that the recession is going on.
Right.
And it interesting, I'll share something about Texas that I did not know until recently that most people may not know, and that is that after the SNL crisis in the 1980s,
right,
they passed a state law that said that a lender cannot lend more than 80% of the appraised value on a house.
Wow.
And I don't know if Texas is unique in that, but they passed the law, and the result of that, while I'm sure there must have been some fraudulent appraisals, at least their housing problem is not like anything in the rest of the United States.
Right, right.
And it really helped save them. That plus oil, you know, it's bad news for most people, but in Texas, that's where a lot of oil comes from, and so it's not all bad for Texans if the if oil is high.
Right, exactly. And so this is why it's so weird. And as long as we continue to get these, as you say, uneven reports from people, then we've got a ragged economy, a ragged economic recovery. And until we can get more things are better than things are not so good, until we can start smoothing these ragged edges out a little bit, we're still going to be kind of in a scary condition, aren't we?
Yes, and there are other things going on that just make for uncertainty. You read the headlines. It just seems there's so many things politically and economically and globally that seem uncertain, and so that helps. That contributes to the broadening of the uncertainty that we see in the outlook figures.
I like what Warren Buffett said yesterday. I'm going to paraphrase him a little bit. He said he could solve the debt financial crisis in Washington in 3 minutes. Just basically fire everybody who's there. Republicans, yep. Democrats, independents, mugwumps, just not let any of them run for re-election.
I have a personal feeling that there's a lot of impatience going on about politics as usual in Washington. I think there's a sense, I'm not an expert in this field, but just personally I feel there's a sense of a need for change in the way politics are done.
From your mouth to God's ears, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Sam Norwood is our guest. We're going to come back and talk about how sales are going, capital expenditures, employment, etc. after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.